Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, good evening. My name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper?
No, I don't.
Okay, how about an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or on volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No. Okay, we can proceed in that case, sir. Thank you so much. One moment, please. So in that case, sir, let me just go ahead and ask you a few questions. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Are you
yes,
very
I
likely?
Am, and I'm going to vote Democrat all the way.
Oh, thank you for your opinion.
Goodbye.
It's very important. Would you say you are definitely going to vote, sir? This is the first question.
Definitely.
Or very likely to going to vote?
Definitely. I can stand Republican.
Okay. I understand. So you said that that's the next question, actually. With which political party are you registered? You said Democrat, right? Thank you. And what is your main racial background? Are you white, Anglo, Hispanic, African-American?
I'm a white Hispanic.
White Hispanic. Okay, thank you. So you're Hispanic, right? Thank you. And what is your age between 18 to 35?
79.
Oh, over 65. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
I really appreciate that. One moment, sir. We're still in the middle of the survey. If you have a few minutes.
Okay, hurry up.
Yeah. Generally speaking, would you say things in this city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the wrong track?
There's a lot of corruption.
Would you say lean more to right direction or wrong track?
Right direction.
Thank you. From the following
list. They're corrupt.
Uh-huh. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, growth and overdevelopment, property insurance costs, corruption in city government, affordable housing. You can select one.
Corrupt on city government.
Corruption in city government. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can also indicate that as well. Raquel Regalado.
Raquel Regalado. She's okay.
Would you say very favorable, your opinion, or somewhat favorable?
She's okay. She does a lot of good things.
Thank you. Would you lean more into very favorable or somewhat favorable, your opinion
very
to her?
Very favorable.
Okay. How about Daniela Levine Caba?
Oh, yes. Very favorable.
Thank you. Very favorable. Eileen Higgins?
Eileen Higgins, I don't know who she is.
You never heard of her? So you have no opinion. You never heard of her, right?
No, I never heard of her.
Miguel Gabella?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Christine King?
Neither of them. I have no idea who they are.
Okay. How about Manolo Reyes?
Manolo Reyes. Mm-hmm. Manolo Reyes. Okay, I think his father used to be a politician too, isn't he?
Right. Would you consider your opinion is somewhat favorable?
Is he a Republican or a Democrat?
Well, that's strictly for the survey reasons. We can only be textual. We can only be textual, but I believe
well,
under that circumstance.
I have to check father, but if they are Republicans, I'm going to vote against them.
Oh, okay. I believe it's actually the other way around, if I'm not mistaken. But would you say you have no opinion then?
Oh, for him, I really don't know anything. I can't think what he is. I don't know.
Okay,
I
no opinion. That's a possibility.
Listen, I'm Cuban. If they're Cuban, okay. They're both Republicans because they they had a mental block since the revolution.
Okay.
And it has been 60 years. I have been here 60 years. And by now, I should have woke up and think they should worry more what is going on than the revolution.
We have the information that he's a commissioner, I believe. But independently of his political party, would you say you are somewhat favorable, your opinion very favorable, somewhat favorable, or very unfavorable?
Is he Republican? I'm very unfavorable.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you. One moment,
unfavorable.
Please. Unfavorable, you said, right? Very unfavorable.
Yes.
Makes sense. Keon Hardiman?
Who?
Keon Hardiman.
I don't know any of those politicians.
Never heard of him, right? How about
no.
Yo Carroyo?
Oh, he's the worst.
Very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Damian Pardo?
Don't know who he is.
Francis Suarez?
He's a Republican, so I guess he's as corrupt as the others.
Would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And now, if the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I'd go Democrat all the way.
Joe Biden, Democratic. Right, you mentioned it. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. The first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories, applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
Yes, I vote yes.
Yes in favor?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I'm definitely voting.
Thank you, sir. The second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And the ballot reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before availability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida Constitution?
Yes,
constitutional
I vote
amendment?
In favor.
You will yes vote in favor. Okay, thank you so much for your opinion. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes, I vote by mail.
Definitely, probably in that case. In favor.
Definitely.
Definitely, all right. And there may also be City of Miami questions on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as Watson Harbor. And the ballot question reads, shall City amend existing leases governing the mixed-use project at 888 MacArthur Causeway on Watson Island to reduce the overall development extend term from 75 to 99 years waive, binding it require at no cost to City. Previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums increasing revenue to City. Inclusion of office space and a new waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor for this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No against the referendum.
No against the referendum, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting?
I'm definitely voting.
No against, right? Okay, thank you. Thank you. And you will now be given some of the specific components of this Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of it. The first one is creating a new waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Are you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Oh, I could approve that.
Do you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat
approved, thank you. Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
I didn't get that.
Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. Which is another Watson Harbor proposal.
No. I both know that.
Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat?
I strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove, thank you. Reducing the overall amount of development, same options.
Same way.
Strongly disapprove still?
Disapprove. Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Allowing office space to be included. Same options.
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much, sir. You will now be giving a more detailed description of this Watson Harbor proposal. This proposal will update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off of the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal would allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It would also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters had previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
I vote yes.
Definitely vote yes in favor?
Definitely
or probably
yes.
Thank you. Definitely vote yes. And now in your own words, regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? Please. A few words.
About what I think about the most
yeah, in
about
first
what?
Person, whatever you think about, regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
I guess, people have the right to have different ideas. But I don't think they're favorable to the rest of us.
Okay, you don't think they favor against up to the rest of you guys, right?
Yeah.
One moment, please. Okay, fantastic. Moving forward, we are at 78%, almost done, just a few more minutes. And what is the one thing you dislike most about what you just heard?
About the corruption of the politicians.
Corruption on the politicians. Thank you so very much for that, sir. Now, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports this Watson Harbor proposal? If it would make no difference, you can indicate that as well.
No, I won't vote for him.
Or less likely to vote, right? Would you say somewhat less likely or
yes.
Much less likely?
Much less likely, definitely.
Thank you so much. There is another proposal that could appear in your November ballot. This proposal is also on Watson Island and deals with Jungle Island. As you may know, Jungle Island, formerly known as Parrot Jungle, is an eco-adventure park. This proposal would authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the Adventure Park back to the city as a new public park for the city residents. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I didn't get this one. Could you repeat it again?
Yeah, this proposal will authorize the construction of two residential towers and return the Adventure Park back to the city as a new public park for city residents. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No, I vote no.
Would you probably vote no against or
definitely no?
Okay, thank you. Now, and lastly, which of the following comes closer to your opinion about the two potential proposals on Watson Island, Watson Harbor and Jungle Island? Would you say, I support both of these proposals on Watson Island? I support the Watson Harbor proposal, but not the Jungle Island proposal. I support the Jungle Island.
I think I vote against both of them.
Okay, so you would say you support both of those proposals.
More plans and things.
You support both of those proposals on Watson Island?
I vote against it, definitely.
Or you would oppose both of those proposals, right?
I would oppose both of them.
I oppose both of these proposals on Watson Island. Thank you.
Yes.
I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
I vote for Joe Biden.
The Democratic candidate, Joe Biden.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think Miami is growing in development, would you say, too fast, too slowly, or about right?
It's too fast.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Very liberal.
Very liberal, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have 3 years of college. I graduated from junior college, and I went 1 year at the university, but I never finished.
Oh, so you did some college trade school, or did you actually did college graduate with an associate's or 2-year degree?
I have a college associate.
Two years or 4 years?
Two years.
2 years, right? Yeah.
I went for another year to get the 4-year thing to get my bachelor's, but
exactly.
I got drafted.
I understand.
I didn't feel like going back to school when I got out.
No worries. And you did mention, what is your national ancestry? You said you're Cuban?
I'm Cuban.
Thank you so much. In your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English
Both languages equally.
Equally, mostly, okay, so you mostly speak Spanish.
I'm fluent on both of them.
You speak Spanish and English equally.
Equally.
Exactly. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. I hope you have an excellent day. Have a good evening.
Get out and vote.
Thank you. Goodbye, sir.